This morning, I'd like to talk for a little bit here about inspiration, or the thought of inspiration. The first thing I have written down here is, what is behind my thoughts, my ideas, and my actions? And that idea of inspiration, where do I... You know, what is my inspiration behind my thoughts, ideas, and actions? You know, that idea of what inspires me. Scripture has inspired each of us through the years, whether we have few years, you know, being so tall, because I believe even the youngest ones are inspired by Scripture, whether they realize it or not. Or we have many years, like some of us that have a little gray on our heads, that have been around a little bit longer. Scripture inspires each of us. And I was struck here earlier this week reading through 1 Thessalonians, and I would say was re-inspired. Not that inspiration, I guess inspiration can change, but my encouragement here is to be re-inspired as the Lord would lead. I wrote down a definition of inspiration. The dictionary that I looked it up said that the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. So it's a process. So being inspired is a process, I guess, according to the dictionary there. It doesn't happen as a flash. Of mentally stimulated to do or to feel something. Similarly, I didn't want to get it mixed up with encouragement, because I think encouragement is very similar, but there is a slight difference. Encouragement would be, according to the dictionary, to give confidence, hope, or support to someone. So encouragement would be to give confidence, hope, or support to someone. Inspire would be something that gives you the feeling or desire to do something, the behind the scenes feelings or understandings that is needed to do whatever is done. I'm sure there are different things that can encourage us to continue to do a subject or a task or whatever it may be, but a lot of the times, not every time, there is one or just a few things that might inspire us. I guess what came to my mind was one time we went to, our family went to Bass Harbor Lighthouse, and there was somebody painting, you know, off the coast, the lighthouse on the rocky coast, and I had to think that, you know, that scene inspired them to paint the picture. You know, I don't know if that's the case. I didn't really talk to him about it, but that's the kind of the thought that I have about there's something that tends to inspire us to start a way of thought or what to do. And then as I was reading through 1 Thessalonians last week, I got that feeling of inspiration again. Like I said, I try to distinguish a little bit difference from encouragement, because before I read 1 Thessalonians, I also had read earlier Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, and I felt as though those books, after reading 1 Thessalonians, was encouraging to me, and that encouragement that I received through those earlier books led to the I'll call it revelation, whether that's the right word or not, I don't know, of the inspiration that Scripture is. And again, my encouragement is that as you read the Word, you would see what has inspired you to help get that focus that the Lord would have for you to live the godly life He has for you. So I'd like to, just one more point I kind of skipped over, which was when I read Galatians, the thing that really stuck out to me, there it was in chapter 3, it doesn't say it this way, but the way I read it there is the idea that the Galatians were losing their first love. They were turning towards the law, and Paul was warning them that they were not made righteous by the law. And that was the thought there of in Galatians, along with other many thoughts of encouragement through the books between Galatians and 1 Thessalonians. I'd like to read through the beginning here of Thessalonians, read Thessalonians chapter 1. I'd like to stop every once in a while and just kind of share with you what had encouraged me through these verses in 1 Thessalonians. So I'm going to start out here in verse 1 of chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. To stop there for a moment, and the first thing that kind of stuck out to me was, in the first verse there, repeated a couple of times here of the Lord, or God and the Lord Jesus Christ, God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. What my focus is, the inspiration of being focused on God. The second thing that stuck out to me here was in verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope. Faith, love, and hope. Faith, love, and hope. My point isn't this morning to try to talk about the specifics of these verses, but just the idea that what I felt as inspiring. Faith, love, and hope. And what came with faith, love, and hope was work, labor, and patience. Wow. That I find that as an interesting way of looking at faith, love, and hope. I've never really looked at it that way that I remember, you know, previously of work, labor, and patience. Generally, faith, love, and hope I kind of thought as is an action, but if I could say a passive action, but he's describing it here as an active action of work, labor, and patience. All within our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Then I had to think back, that made me think back of back in verse 1, about grace and peace. Can I do the work, labor, and patience of faith, love, and hope without God's grace and peace? That I believe to be the very important part of being able to fulfill what the Lord would have for me to do, is to receive the grace and peace. I'm not sure if everybody is like this, but peace, God's peace is very important to me. I do not like confrontation. I do not like change. I do almost anything that I think is reasonable to stay away from confrontation and change. And so as I'm sure most people understand, you can't really do that in life. Life is full of those things, and so God's peace is a very important part of that. Is without the peace from the Lord, without the grace from God to be able to work through those things, I don't know what I would do. So I was inspired and thankful for that grace and peace that God is able to give to work through the faith, love, and hope. Verse 5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. The gospel that came from God, from Paul, or I should say from God through Paul, the gospel that came through Paul from God is full of power. I guess I received the inspiration from God's word that it's through his power, the power that he gives through the Holy Ghost, in much assurance. You know, it's this confidence that comes from God through the Holy Ghost, that power that ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake, to know that there are those that are working for God. Where it's not a matter of being alone. God's people are his instruments, his ambassadors, those that do his will. And that was Paul's gospel, that Jesus Christ came to redeem and to empower his people. Verse 6 says, "And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost." I guess that one I just kind of tucked away. I'm not really sure. There's much there as far as what may be coming or what has already come. But the affliction and the joy of the Holy Ghost, I think that for myself is going to come out probably more later. So to continue reading 7 through 10 here, Paul writes, "So that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves shew us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." Well, the first thing there in verse 7 talks about being examples. The encouragement that, or the inspiration, I should say, of knowing that we are examples to others. Whether we realize it or not, I'm not sure if the Thessalonians thought of themselves as an example. But Paul called them an example for those that were around him, them there. He says in the beginning of verse 8 that they shared their faith. They sounded out the word of the Lord, not only to those in Macedonia, Achaia, but also in every place. Now, this part is interesting. "But also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad." So whether they said the words directly or through other people, what they said was spread abroad. The thought that came to mind there is that people are going to talk. And what am I going to give them to talk about? Am I going to give them things to talk about of what's on the outside? You know, what I dress, what I drive, what I have, the things that I'm, you know, do I lift up things on the outside? Or, as the Thessalonians were here, as it says later, "For they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had with you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." How am I, is my example to others an example of turning to God? Away from the things of this world, away from the things that worldly and ungodly people worship, I need to be an example. I was inspired to be an example of those that have turned to God. You've got to remember here, we can't forget the other things that we read about about God's power, about faith, love, and hope. All these things allow us to show God's love, what He has done for us. Away from idols, to serve the living and true God, and as verse 10 says, to wait for the Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I was inspired to be an example of one who has been delivered from the wrath to come. Whether I say it in words to those around me that get spread to other towns, or whether those that hear me take those very same words and spread them even further. As it says there in verse 8, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place, your faith to God would have spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. So Paul and Silas and Timothy, who wrote this book, were encouraged or thought it was important enough to note that what the Thessalonians said went before them, went further than they were even able to go themselves. I find these verses inspiring because it's not of me. It's not what I do. It's actually the less I do and the more God does, the better off it is. I am thankful that as Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, starting verse 4 says here, that there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. One God, one Jesus, but Christ gives the gift of grace differently. We all aren't necessarily inspired by the same things. You might see these verses and see something, you know, a little bit different than I do, and that's fine. Other than there's one God, we need to rally around that. But he speaks, there's a lot here, and he can speak slightly different to each of us. I brought this to you here this morning in hopes that you would be encouraged to look afresh at what inspires each of us as a group, because he talked to the Thessalonians, not to individuals, as a group and individually, so that God can continue on the work he has for us. Thank you for your time this morning.